là! Ouh là là! Ouh là là!
So, we're sitting here at Hotel St. Louis. I'm eating.
I'm waiting.
Dory, producer Dory here, is just watching me eat because guess what? It's called Abby Eats St. Louis for a reason.
So Abby goes first.
Abby
it's
eats
part of the contract.
but no, we're here eating soup, okay? And it's a soupy day outside, I'll say that.
Oh, yes.
Soupy in the sense that not St. Louis soupy, hot, muggy, gross, but it's the kind of day you want to just curl up and eat something good, something that kind of warms your heart.
Warms your soul.
Exactly, yes. And I have a bowl of soul-warming French onion soup made in the style of famous bar department store. It is a St. Louis classic, and we just had a chef with, we just had a conversation with Chef Burke. Mm-hmm. He's the guy behind the menu here at the restaurant at Hotel St. Louis, and everything here is very St. Louis inspired. And
so many great stories behind like how he came up with this menu. And there's so much St. Louis rooted here. And here we are, like, in the middle of downtown, too.
Absolutely.
Great setting.
In the shadow of what was once famous bar. So, here's the thing, though. We're not here for a restaurant review, though I would definitely give this soup 5 stars. We're here because of the story behind it and exactly what Dory was just talking about. So, I'm Abby Larico from Today in St. Louis. Producer Dory Olmos and I are working on Abby Eats St. Louis. It is our brand new podcast that is focused not just on the delicious foods that are on the table, though this is delicious food right here on the table, but also about the stories that brought the food here and how we all connect as a city over the foods that we like to eat. And it's been really exciting, I think, Dory, talking to people about what our concept is and how they've kind of received it.
And the stories behind the foods that we love here and why we love them and what does well and why. It's just, there's so much more depth here than just liking Provel cheese and Emo's pizza and toasted raviolis. There's so much more.
We're a lot more than just sliced bagels, people.
Yes. Okay.
We do a lot more with that. Oh, Chef Burke just stopped by.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure it's okay.
Oh, it's so good.
I think it's a little more than okay.
Yeah. I just gave it 5 stars, but you'll have to listen to the podcast for my full review on everything.
I will definitely listen for sure.
Yeah. It's very good.
Awesome.
Love it. So, just enable and launching Abby Eats St. Louis, we hope to do more than just give you the cool new place to eat. We're just going to remind you of why eating in this town is so fun and why it's so important to pay attention to the foods that we eat and the community that surrounds it, because I've already gotten to know my hometown better.
Yes.
And I think that you guys will too. So we hope that you tune in for Abby Eats St. Louis. It's going to be a podcast launching here soon, and then we will also have some segments on air and online. On air, of course, because we are Five on Your Side. And online because we're millennials and we like to go out to eat. So let us
like
know
what
you think.
Listen to podcasts on the way to going out to eat.
Exactly. Yes. Just pop in your favorite episode of Abby Eats St. Louis on your way to try to figure out what to eat for dinner, because that's what we hope you do, is maybe pick a place based on what feels good, not just what sounds tasty.
Yeah. Get out of your comfort zone a little.
Mm-hmm.
Try something different and new.
Absolutely. I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Good. So make sure to rate, subscribe, so that way you get the latest episode as soon as it comes out.
And follow us on Instagram. I'm still working on the Instagram thing. It's going
to
get better.
I think it's time for us to go because my soup is arriving now.
Yeah, I guess Dory eats in St. Louis sometimes, too.
Sometimes, too, yeah.
She's getting the soup.
Careful, it's hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank
Hers
you.
Looks more full than mine.
Abby needs a refill.
Abby needs a refill. I've been eating mine. You know, I was told not to talk with my mouth full, but I think we're going to have kind of a lot of that on this podcast.
At least a little bit.
Dory's taking her first bite.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Ooh. I need to take a picture of what happens when you try to eat the cheese.
Oh my gosh.
It's glorious.
It's stringy and it's everywhere. Oh my gosh. Cool. It's great.
Well, St. Louis, we really look forward to having you at our table while we figure out a little bit more about this beautiful town we call home based on some really tasty treats. Okay. Bye.